It is May 23rd, 2020. Hope that everybody is doing well, given the situation that we're all dealing with. Sun shining. That's a good thing. Speaking of everyone doing well, it's very important that we get out and get some sunshine, get the natural vitamin D that we get when we're exposed to the sun. It's very important. If there's one thing that I believe that we've all learned during the pandemic, is better health is a good thing. As much as people tend to speak about it, be about it, live it, what we found is there's a lot of people that obviously had issues and situations that were not faced, and they became tough items for them to deal with during this time. So again, I wish everybody well, and I am back on the microphone. Want to move to, obviously, when sports returns, and it is going to return. For those of you that, and most of you know that in 1918 we had a similar situation, only it was a lot worse. I mean, if you think 102 years ago, they had none of the technology that they have now, and people were, you'd think people panic now just because they have to wear a mask, and I don't understand that, but people were really in panic mode back then. I did some research, and it was startling, but it was pretty much what you would expect from 102 years ago, because again, they had nothing that we have now. Nothing. Nothing. So the lesson here, the takeaway is they did come back, because look where we are now. It's just like when you think about the mumps and measles and stuff like that, stuff that, that was a real issue back in the day, and it was eradicated, and we pretty much have been able to live the type of life that we live now because people were able to fight. And the same is going to happen here. We're going to get past the situation, but people are going to, I would hope that people recognize that the world needs to be aware of certain things, and certain things are going to change. In any event, there's no odds on games for me to give you. So, but we will talk about the NBA and Disney. So the NBA and Disney are in talks of a collaboration. And what the collaboration is the NBA is looking to restart, if possible, the season, which ended in March. They're looking to restart the season in July. They're looking to play games. All the games will be played at the Disney Studios. They have obviously a court there, and they got the facility, and it would minimize, everything. With everything being played sort of at one location, there's several factors. As you know, they can save money. Also, they can clean and totally sanitize one court, one set of benches, and et cetera, two locker rooms. And trust me, most of us know by now there's a difference in cleaning and sanitizing. Big difference. But anyway, the NBA is in talks with Disney to try to restart the season in July, and the games would be played at Disney, so we'll keep our eyes and ears open for that. NFL, the NFL has kind of moved forward with their plans to start the season later. I think people will be excited to see sports again on television. Obviously, with the NBA and with the NFL and with Major League Baseball, tennis, golf, they're looking to do these events without fans. And I'm pretty sure we totally understand that and understand why. But I think everybody might be a little worn out and worn down on streaming. And I think people are looking for and waiting for new things and new forms of entertainment to pass the time, so to speak. So I think that when these sports do return to television, man, the numbers are going to be huge. So that's my take on that. Major League Baseball is looking to reset the divisions. So Detroit and Chicago, teams like Cleveland, you know, these divisions are similar to what they already are. But I think what may happen is they may not be a National League anymore. Like, they may throw the Cubs, since you got two teams there. They may have the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago White Sox, Detroit Tigers, the Minnesota Twins, and Cleveland all in one division. And then, you know, you may have the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, Boston. You know, they're going to do it based upon location, so the guys aren't traveling that far, and, you know, you can keep everything out of harm's way. The further you go, obviously, the more likely something can go wrong. So I definitely understand. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is getting back to dating in a social distancing, stay-at-home situation. Now, some restaurants closed, but some restaurants in certain areas never closed. They just went to carry out. And with the weather, you know, summer approaching, if you're in Los Angeles, obviously you see sunshine all year round. If you're in New York, you obviously don't. But summer is summer, spring is spring, summer is summer. And with the month of May here and the month of June approaching, those of you that have, you know, kind of sat home and whether you're working from home, and people need a break. And the way you can get that break is dating. Whether you're single or if you're married, you know, you can date, you can take your husband and wife. Wife can take the husband take the wife, say, hey, let's go on a date. And here's how you can do it. Let's say you're single and you have somebody that you have not seen since the quarantine. You haven't seen them since March, what have you, and you want to go to breakfast. Well, it's totally fine for you to go to breakfast. And let's say you call IHOP and you want a omelet and your date wants an omelet. So you order two omelets, both vehicles pull up, you set up your Zoom. I mean, you could even roll the window down if you want to. You got your mask on and you're talking through from vehicle to vehicle. But the good thing is you get to see each other as long as you're, you know, 6 feet plus apart. And it's kind of cool. I recommended this to some people and they actually did it. And you can do like a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You know, you order it at the restaurant, and you guys can actually pull in a different area from the carry out pickup area, so you're not taking up space, and you can park somewhere and, you know, take off your mask in the car, and you can turn around and, you know, you can Zoom and talk to the person while you're eating, and knowing that the person is right next to you in their car. Or you can, you know, you can roll the windows down. And, but, you know, the thing about rolling your windows down is you still, you don't want air blowing in and out. And maybe you do, maybe you don't, while you're trying to eat. But again, it's just an idea. Who knows, man? It could be a cool thing for you to get out of the house. I mean, again, everybody has to do what they feel is necessary to protect them and their family. But I think it's totally okay if you got out and you did a Zoom or a carry out date where, again, both cars pull up. You know, let's say I'm taking somebody to a carry out date and I pull up, I pay, you know, I've already paid for it, whether I pay for it online or what have you, or I run in the store and pay for it, but I pay for it. They're going to bring the food out, and you can actually tell them, you know, bring the food out to a, you know, 2020 Ford Explorer, and the other order number two that I paid for, bring it to a 2020 Navigator, and that's your date. And they'll do that. They'll gladly do that. And it's a cool thing. And hey, maybe some of you have already engaged in that. So again, I want you guys to enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. There are hopes of movies dropping soon. They're just trying to get the figure on, you know, the way the theaters can operate safely and make sure everybody's comfortable. Because trust me, man, people want to get out of the house. There's no way in hell I think people are going to sit around and just watch entertainment sitting on a couch for the rest of their life. I just don't see it. I think people are going to want to get out more than ever. But you have to be smart. And you know, when it's time to come out and do what we have to do, then boom, there it is. So you guys enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I will be back soon. And we will get some sports handicapping stuff to you. We will get more film stuff to you. And again, you guys take care.